With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
A driver is in critical condition after a single car crash in Georgetown. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says shortly after 3:30 a.m., a Suzuki Swift struck a perimeter fence and a light pole while traveling along Walker's Road. The driver was trapped inside and was rescued by a team from the fire service before being carried to the hospital with serious injuries. In other news, break out your long-sleeved shirts and pants and restock your bug spray because the mozzies, they're coming. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Kevin Wattler with the Mosquito Research and Control Unit tells Radio Cayman another mosquito population spike is expected due to a combination of seasonal tidal flooding.
As well as rainfall that we've had because we're in that time of year seasonally where we have increased amounts of rainfall. Those have created additional pools that have again allowed more and more eggs to now develop into adult biting mosquitoes. And so based on the stage of where the larvae is, those mosquitoes will be emerging in a very large amount beginning next week.
He says MRCU field teams have found mosquito larvae at numerous sites across Grand Cayman and are treating breeding areas based on surveillance data and field inspections.
When we have large emergences like this, it takes a few days to over a week to really get those numbers back down. So we ask the public for their patience as we bring the numbers back down. But this is not unusual for this time of year because, again, it is a seasonal thing. This is the second large emergence that we will have for the season.
The MRCU recommends you use repellent with DEET, wear clothing that covers your exposed skin, and make sure your pets are up to date on their heartworm prevention. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Aircraft missions are planned for the evening, shortly after sunset, when weather conditions allow. Truck foggers will support operations in targeted areas, while ground teams will treat known breeding sites with larvicides. Finally, after postponing Thursday evening's SpaceX Starship Flight Test 13 launch, the team will try again tonight. The airport's authority is reminding travelers that once the launch takes place, Cayman's airspace will be temporarily closed. Passengers are encouraged to check the status of flights and allow additional time for scheduled adjustments. During the launch window, if you see any debris, remember, do not touch or approach any unusual objects. Note the location of the object and take a photo if safe. Call 911 in an emergency or HMCI on 345-945-4624. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.